In the heart of New York City, there's a fierce competition among some elite athletes. The 132nd Westminster Dog Show is taking place. And yesterday, the best in breed titles were handed out. The other thing would not be so good. Remy, a cream-colored standard poodle, took the prize in the non-sporting group. Uno, that super popular 15-inch beagle, won his Houndglass. He's an odds-on favorite to take the best in show.
There are 2,627 dogs entered, and we spent some time with the Terrier group, who are often big winners in this contest. They've taken home almost half of best in show titles in the past century. About 20 Border Terriers competed late yesterday afternoon.
You're going to eat something, right?
Come on.
What is that?
It's a very civilized affair. The dogs are well-behaved and treated like royalty. Dog handlers brush their dogs constantly, tease them with treats, squeaky toys. Then the judges stare down intently on the furry contestants, motioning off stage with a few words to unfortunate losers. It's kind of like a fashion reality show, except it's quite hands-on, frankly, if you've ever seen it.
And each dog got a turn being fondled. Is that the right word?
I don't think so. They're just kind of trying to make sure about the musculature and the like.
The judge picks up the dog's tail, inspects its head, strokes its legs to check for structure. Then the dogs prance around to show their agility.
In this year's Border Terrier contest, dogs were judged on how similar their head was actually to an otter. Apparently, confidence and showmanship equally important. Judge Peter Green said that he gets emotionally attached to some of the animals and talked about why he's especially fond of terriers.
And they have a wonderful expression. Most terriers, when they're up on their toes and looking, they have this appealing look. They're very inquisitive looking. They look like they're looking for trouble, but they behave themselves.
The best of breed winner for the Border Terriers was a 2-year-old pup named Mona Lisa. She's from Illinois. Apparently, she hasn't been joining the other dogs at the canine playground back at the Hotel Pennsylvania. Mona Lisa's handler and breeder says she's found, you know, some other ways to keep in top form.
Chasing the pigeons. That's been her favorite thing since we've been here.
Alas, Mona Lisa didn't make it to the top of the terrier group. That honor went to a Sealyham terrier named Charmin last night. Charmin competes against Uno, Remy, and the rest of the best for the big prize tonight.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream you wish to come true. So very